From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, October 6th. Enloe Health nurses and medical staff protested in front of the hospital last week over the closure of its home health and hospice services department. A nurse told the Chico Enterprise Record the decision to close was made without informing staff, and she's worried the closure will make patients lose access to care. Enloe announced in August it will partner with the nonprofit Butte Home Health and Hospice to take on patients, as well as some staff. In a statement, Enloe said it doesn't take the closure lightly, and that it will allow the hospital to focus its limited resources on acute and other ambulatory healthcare services. The closure will affect about 75 Enloe employees. In other news, Proposition 50 is already the third most expensive ballot measure in state history. According to CalMatters, the campaigns supporting and opposing the measure have raised more than $215 million combined. Governor Gavin Newsom is supporting his redistricting measure with money from labor unions and Democrats across the country. The opposition is tapping Republicans and wealthy donors for funds. The most expensive ballot measure in California history was 2022's Prop 27, which would have legalized online gambling if it had succeeded. That one cost $407 million. And Governor Gavin Newsom is continuing to say he'll revoke state funding for California universities that agree to the Trump administration's agenda for higher education. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The Trump administration sent a compact out to a handful of universities, outlining demands around diversity in hiring, admissions, and free speech on campuses in order for them to receive federal funding. The University of Southern California was the only California school to receive the letter. Newsom said he would eliminate state funds for any California schools who sign on to the agreement. He reiterated that pledge on Friday after signing bills on the UC Berkeley campus.
It's because of academic freedom. They want to put the thumb on that. They want to prescribe what that should or should not look like. And so I won't be part of that.
Newsom called for California universities to be a unified front against the agreement, unlike universities in other states. He said, quote, sold out.
This is unlike anything we've experienced in our lifetime. It is code red. No time for neutrality.
California doles out billions of dollars in the form of Cal grants, which provide financial aid for students that doesn't have to be paid back. Newsom says those funds would be at stake if a college were to agree to Trump administration demands. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Also, California filed a suit against the Trump administration this weekend to prevent sending 300 of the state's National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Soon after, a federal judge granted a temporary restraining order that blocks federal deployment to Oregon. The Trump administration had sought to deploy the California National Guard to Portland the day after a federal district court blocked federalization of Oregon's National Guard. The federal judge who made yesterday's ruling said that accepting the administration's actions could, quote, risk blurring the line between civil and military federal power to the detriment of the nation, end quote. And finally, Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have tightened rules on how California police use automated license plate readers. He argued the restrictions could hinder investigations, especially cold cases. According to reporting by CalMatters, the move comes as new reports show Riverside County Sheriff's deputies may have misused the technology by creating personal hot lists and failing to document why they tracked certain vehicles. And those were your headlines for Monday, October 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.